More than 100,000 Vermonters now receive monthly benefits from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. But the federal government says Vermont is committing too many errors when it comes to calculating benefits. Now, the state is forced to pay out more than $400,000 in sanctions for high error rates over the past 2 years. Hunger advocates say the imposition of financial penalties has done little to correct the problem. They say some needy families are wrongly denied benefits due to state errors. And when auditors detect overpayments, accumulated in some cases over years, advocates say the state forces low-income recipients to pay off bills that can amount to thousands of dollars. The Shulman administration says the problems are the result of budget cuts made under the former administration. Officials say they're working with advocates to solve the problem and that they received authorization from lawmakers in July to hire 3 specialists to train state staff. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld with the Times-Argus and Rutland Herald.